Depending on the season, Indiana farms employ between 2,000 and 20,000 migrant workers. When these workers move, often their families do too. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Balanon Rosen visited one of Indiana's seven public preschools for migrant children, one that serves families in fall when most workers and services have left.
It's October, so there's work on southern Indiana farms, harvesting and packing pumpkins.
Aquí me gusta aquí porque está más tranquilo el trabajo y ayuda para los niños también.
Anayeli Camacho spends the year migrating between farms in Florida and Indiana. She says she likes the work here and the school options for her daughters. She enrolls her youngest, 4-year-old Jimena, at the public preschool near the trailer she rents in rural Oaktown. On a recent Monday at 6:30 a.m., Jimena's bus to preschool waits on the gravel road outside. On board, a teacher buckles Jimena into a car seat. Soon, almost all of the children fall asleep. Makes sense. It's Monday, it's an hour bus ride to and from other farms on the way to school, and it's still dark.
We run our morning route really early because most of the prime work season for the parents, they are starting when it's light outside.
Debbie Grease is the Migrant Education Coordinator for Southwestern Indiana's Migrant Regional Center. The center provides free preschool to migrant children. Families come from Georgia, Florida, Texas.
Because their parents move around a lot, they don't have the stability of being in one location for very long where they might be able to take advantage of other preschool services.
Or move with many books, toys, balls, items that help little ones learn. So when Jimena and classmates get to preschool just as the sun rises, this isn't just childcare. The focus is learning. The preschool's goal? Get kids prepared for kindergarten, wherever it may be. It's largely teaching them English, but still honoring the Spanish many speak at home, says Grease.
We try to help the children learn words in both languages.
So there are songs full of English vocabulary, like the animals.
Like a lion.
And math, too. 4-year-old Jimena proudly shows off her numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very good.
It's math, yeah, for preschoolers. And there's preschool geometry, too.
What shape is this?
Circle.
Circle, very good. What this one?
Migrant Education Coordinator Grease leans over, tells me this is also...
trying to get them to talk as much as they can, just to keep their language skills growing.
A major barrier for young migrant children to learn these skills is, well, timing. Families move based on planting and harvest schedules, not the school year.
Many times they arrive after a preschool semester has started.
Ray Malacio is Assistant Director for ESCORT, an assistance center for migrant education programs. Migrant workers come from states like Florida and Texas, and when it's spring or summer, travel north to other states like Indiana. So education agencies often need to find kids.
Staff go into the fields trying to find and talk to these families and see if they want to enroll their kids in their program. And sometimes these families might not be found. Sometimes these families don't want to be found.
Back at school, teacher Mirna Sandoval reads The Lion King. El Rey León.
Al estilo Hakuna Matata. ¿Cómo le dice Timón y Puma?
Hakuna Matata.
Es funny.
After school, back on the bus, kids sit, again, buckled in car seats, heading home.
The piggies on the bus go oink, oink, oink. Oh.
Wait a minute, why is there a piggy on our bus?
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon Rosen.